23andMe, that's who it be. 1 hour out a day to talk to friends and family. Blistering cold, so intense, so immense, but it's better than the concrete hell a man or coffin still. Fluorescent lights don't dim well unless covered with a shirt. Concrete floor full of dirt. Toilet flushes without a word. Torturous, just to torture us, as if 23 hours ain't enough. Only cold showers just to deter us. Yeah, it's no fun. Inhumane is a mild term. Barbaric, archaic, pure hatred for us prisoners. Black and brown get even worse. Women incarcerated, it gets R-rated. Not in an appealing porno way, but the violent officers having their way kind of way. Manipulated into sexual favors just for basic necessities. Yes, indeed, the world turns a blind eye to these, pretending not to see and justifying in complicity, codifying their treatment. Well, with if you can't do the crime, don't do the crime. They're criminals, so it's fine. Just excuses you hide behind while we're terrorized and brutalized, victimized. The most vulnerable black males and females, don't act so surprised. Whole segregation time statistics are in front of your eyes, demonized and scrutinized by the World Health Organization, really anyone with fucking eyes. To keep my sanity locked up, 23andMe, it isn't so easy. Every day I'm full of anxiety and rage, depression and hate, contempt for where I lay and who brings my trays. I find with what reprieve I may, whether it's working out all day, reading a book in between breaks, writing my life in these pages, praying to keep the faith, replying to letters I don't have envelopes to send, self-soothing with singing, daydreaming, biting my nails to their endings, fingertips bleeding, infuriated by any and every bit of noise or outside stimuli, wanting to retreat and hide from my violent side, fearing my violent side might come out without a doubt. Once that beast is out, it's hard to cage him, out for blood when he's raging, don't like to yell, but he stays screaming. Veins poke from my head and throat. Don't doing the most. I could scare a ghost. Shit, sometimes I scare myself when I see red and lose my head. The violence I commit, I admit, when I look back on it, sickens me. I hate that I lose my cool. Now I'm the fool, the angry black man, the nigger they all think I am. Violent tyrant, maliciousness inside him. He can't be let out. Rather gag and bound. 3-on-1 escort to a leash. He's bound. Outside of that 23-hour lockdown, let him make the sound. We'll take that hour away, nowhere to be found, so I gotta hold it in the road, can't just let go. Vilified, I know I'll be, then my own perception of me worsens. I spend hours a day plotting, ruminating and on endless violent things. It plays my mind, it's hard as fuck, but keep in mind, it's by design, this is torture. If you're being tortured, you wanna fight, you hate your captors, plot their demise. The rage inside is hard to hide, at least when you're being overtly tortured, they see it in your eyes, the rise they get is no surprise, the reaction met with what they do to you anyways. Here you have to pretend you're not being tortured. You have to act okay even when they brutally violate you because you're scum, felon, prisoner, or criminal. No weight, an animal, so you deserve to be treated like one. And like a dog that bites the human, you need to be put down. If you try and clown, fight back and resist, bite the hand that feeds you, just you watch, they'll see you bleed. So that's the fate of we, 23andMe, locked down with myself and I all day. 23-and-1 to life to come, or grow too numb, antisocial to be around anyone, too anxious or paranoid to see my boy or make a call for fear they hate me. 23andMe waiting desperately to be free, but also terrified of how I'll be. I won't be friendly. I'm awkward in conversation, can't hold a relation. In my mind, still in segregation, I can hear them nameless faces even when it's quiet. 23andMe to those pages in myself I will keep. 23andMe, no one sees me. 23andMe in this hell I'm living. 27 and just surviving. Day to day, nothing's thriving. Heart still beats, but only slightly. Brain still sane and in its place, but struggling to keep the pace. This race is a long one. The state is just on one. Take a black revolutionary son and play the victim when he fights to resist him. They try to disarm a massive roadblock they drop on top and in front of him. Isolate from the outside world. Hold his male, lock him down in a cell. 23andMe, they'll never tell, they'll never fail. He's doomed for real, but not as long as you got face still. Step heavy when I walk through, head held high to the sky. I won't cry, dry my eyes, I'll realize my surprise talent. They'll realize their demise as he rise and rise again like a phoenix from the ashes that burn him with his wrath, his righteous with the pen. In this pen, the hell I'm in, conceived by them, I won't concede, give in. Long as there's melanin in my skin, I got paper and pen and a voice inside to guide from within. The spirit of idols within surrounded me, and again I wind and win again. 23 and me won't pretend it don't hurt or bend, just won't break my will or spirit within. Then the depression sinks in, or paranoia takes hold. My temperature rises, now I'm irritable. When I want to flash and snatch a CEO's soul, I hold it in the road, I grab a pen and begin. Write rhymes about my life, try to make it make sense. The pressure is immense, so intense, but again, the words commence. I don't end, I flow and just go. I promise my brother just so. Write every day, keep writing, he say. You have a gift, stick with it. Don't gotta dim your light to get with it. Don't gotta commit crime to send a message. Use your mind, your greatest weapon. You can do anything, just profess it, proclaim it. Your name is Malik the King, the original, only one existing. Your Prince Amir needs you here, so keep it clear. Eyes on the prize, be sincere. Write your life, but just be clear. Goal is here. Come home, use your talents you've shown. Take them and grow them, and get out the hole. Prison ain't no place for you, little brother. I love you. Listen what I tell you. And so I see what my big brother's seen and what my family's seen all along. It's slowly finding my worth. Won't work tirelessly to find my place on this earth, on this dirt. Leave my mark, but rather leave it better than the start. So my voice I'll use, rhymes in this pen as a tool. I can't be no fool no more. I'll open up that door I've been hesitant to walk through, the door I encourage others talented to walk through. Crazy it seems that 23andMe is opening the opportunity that sparked the light inside of me, that brought this talent out of me. Allah breaks you down to your bare bones to make sure you're shown what you've been missing all along. Like Frankenstein's monster, the creature created in the lab by a crazy mad scientist, hungry for an obedient pet. The state has created a monster, one so powerful that won't stop. Deadlocked on target, talented too, and to be honest, the Messiah that was promised, Malik Faraz Muhammad, the original King Mujahideen, Alhamdulillah, Allah, 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 Amin.